Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I want to turn our attention now to Austria, where officials have released further information in relation to the foiled terror attack planned for the Taylor Swift concerts that were due to take place there. Amanda Prevedelli is freelance journalist in Vienna, writing for The Local Austria, and she joins me on the line now. Amanda, how many arrests have been made so far?
Hi. So far, this morning, the authorities confirmed another arrest. So we have three people currently arrested in relation to the attack. We have one main suspect, who's a 19-year-old, another one was also arrested on Wednesday, 17-year-old, and now they say an 18-year-old was arrested last night.
And what else are they saying about the conspiracy?
Well, they have these two main people. The main one, actually, is the 19-year-old Austrian. He was allegedly planning the attack. He had stolen chemicals from the place where he worked, in a city in Lower Austria, about 2-hour train ride to Vienna. And he already had an explosive device. He had weapons. He had a lot of propaganda material for the IS. He had recently, apparently, he had recently been converted and started planning very recent, since July, they said. And the second suspect is actually a friend of this boy, this man. And he was arrested in Vienna. He's the main reason, actually, why the concerts were canceled. He was apprehended at the venue. He worked there. And the organizers said that his presence there since the early morning was actually the main reason why they had to cancel for security concerns. He's also an Austrian citizen. He's said to have Turkish and Croatian roots. The 19-year-old is Austrian, born in Austria, but said to have North Macedonian roots. And the main one, the 19-year-old, who had all the explosive devices and knives and everything, he confessed to the whole plot. He said that he wanted to kill as many people as possible and expected to die as a result of the attack. But the second main suspect, the 17-year-old, denies all allegations, all suspicions against him.
What can you tell us about the limitations or to what extent the authorities' hands were tied in investigating this conspiracy because of Austrian privacy laws dictating what they can and can't look at?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is going to be a major topic of debate in the coming weeks and months leading up to the national elections that we have this year, because their hands were pretty tied. They were tipped off by an international investigation authority. They say the United States were the ones who tipped them off. And Austria simply cannot look into messenger devices because of, as you said, the privacy laws. That ended up with statements from the authorities such as, you know, terrorists don't communicate via letters anymore, so we need to update our laws. We need to give the tools that police needs to have to investigate and protect the citizens. But it is a very complicated debate. Austria is very, very fond of their privacy laws and their privacy in general.
They do seem somewhat redundant, though, don't they, if all the Austrian intelligence authorities have to do is just ask a neighbouring or a sister authority, say, will you go and read these messages for us and report back to us what's in them?
Yeah, that's one way to put it. Yes, we were talking, everyone has been talking about it, and we also say it is redundant. It is also a little embarrassing that, you know, other people are watching in on us and reading our messages, and our own government cannot do it. You know, there's, of course, different points of view when it comes to that.
Back to the suspects for one last question. Do we know, mm-hmm. were these men radicalized online by Islamic State, or is there any suggestion that they might have traveled abroad?
No suggestion that they traveled abroad. They were both of them were born and raised in Austria. And yes, the authorities have said very clearly they were radicalized. At least this 19-year-old Austrian who has confessed everything was radicalized online on forums, where he also learned how to make the explosive device that he was working on. The second one, who denies all allegations, he was found at the venue, like I said, and he's there's some ties that the authorities are investigating, but his wallet was apparently, the authorities said, full of IS propaganda material. and he had also sworn allegiance to the terrorist group. So those are the main things against him right now. But yes, everything online, okay. No travels, and very recent. I spoke with some people who worked with a 19-year-old, with the main suspect in this Lower Austrian company, and they were all very shocked by the stories. They liked the kid. You know, he was in a program for sort of an internship in the company. He seemed very nice. And even there's a witness being interviewed, a 15-year-old who's a friend of this 19-year-old, and he said that the boy had changed a lot in the last few months, even like his appearance, his physical appearance had changed. So it's all very fast. And he was not being watched by the authorities. He was not on the watch list or anything.
Very deep.
Pretty recent and pretty fast.
Interesting. Very worrying details there. Amanda Prevedeli in Vienna, thank you very much. Let's take a break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.